Spirit has to say unto the church. Hallelujah. The Lord actually dropped this word in my heart on Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere in there. I think it was Wednesday. And I began to, actually it was Tuesday night when I first started, because I started writing a few little thoughts down. But it really started to come together as I was pondering over it the remainder of the week. And then last night it really started to take some substance. And then on this morning, the Lord kind of just finished breathing on it and kind of revealed it all to me. And so I think this is going to be something that will really cause you to move into the deep water of God and get what it is that he has. Matthew chapter 6, and I want to start reading at verse number 25. Matthew 6 and 25. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God, everybody say, if God. If God. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought. Everybody say that with me. Take no thought. Mm-hmm. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles, the heathen, those that's outside of the ark of safety. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for morrow. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Don't be overly concerned with tomorrow. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow, tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Don't forget to breathe. Amen. I've been throwing it at y'all all morning. Don't forget to breathe. Also, turn with me to the 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew's. I want to start reading at verse number 8. Matthew 16 and 8. Matthew chapter 16, look at verse number 8. Which when Jesus perceived, the Lord knows what you've been hiding. He's smarter than you think he is. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up. Amen. Don't forget to breathe. Now, the word of the Lord has come today to encourage everyone that's under the sound of my voice. And I want you to know something. Amen. Many of us are in situations where we're challenged at, and not only in situations where we're challenged at, but we're going through some things. And so you need to learn how to, in spite of whatever it is you're going through, you need to learn how to deal with it and just go on with life and not allow what you're involved in to completely compass you round about. You cannot let it overtake you. You cannot let it pull you out of what it is that God has mandated for you to do. And so the word has come to encourage everyone and anyone that is in the midst of a challenge or crisis of some kind. Don't you know your deliverance could be as simple and as natural as breathing? Your deliverance can be as simple. Now, if you'll hear the word, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying, amen, before we get much further into the message. Your deliverance is as simple as just and as natural as just breathing. Pulling in and blowing out. Two actions. You got to take it in and then you got to blow it out if you're going to breathe. And it's the same way concerning the things that God has for us and as it pertains to being victorious. What if your faith and your trust and your confidence in God was as natural as breathing? What if your faith, my God, what if your trust and your confidence in God was just as natural as breathing? Meaning when a crisis come up, you don't respond to it any different than you was, amen, when you breathe. No. Now, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen well, because the word of God today will be full of nuggets that will assist you and aid you and usher you into a state of mind that will cause miracles to manifest themselves. I'm talking about this word has nuggets all throughout it. And if you are listening to every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, you will be able to take those nuggets and they will manifest miracles in your life. Once you've heard this word and react favorably to what you hear, you will be able to benefit from the word immediately. Why are you saying that, Brother Pastor? I'll say it because this word will propel you into a state of mind that tempers and conditions your confessions so the miraculous can happen. It's amazing when you receive the word and you receive it, amen, with the right heart, with the right mind, what it does. It conditions the mind. It causes your temperament, amen, to be dealt with properly so that when you hear the word, you can respond accordingly. The enemy don't want you to respond when you hear the word. He don't want you to move out. That's why the children of Israel didn't receive the promise of the Father, because they did not mix what they heard, the word that they had, with faith. And so it couldn't work for them. And that's what's happening a lot of times. We'll hear the word, but we don't have enough wherewithal on the inside to respond to it with faith. After you come to the altar, then what? I can't get no help with it. Mm-hmm. You got, when you hear the word and respond to the word, then you got to do what the word tells you to do so that you can benefit from the word. And so what God is trying to tell us today, he said, what I want you to do and the instructions that I'm going to give you in just a few minutes are just as natural as breathing. It's just as easy to do as pull it in and blow it out. My God, my God. Now, I want to give you the definition. Let's look at this key word, breathe, and see what it really means. It means to take in air, and then it means to blow it out. So in order for you to live, you just can't suck it in and hold it. You got to blow it out. Oh, I can't get no help with this.
In order for you to be the child that God wants you to be, you just can't receive the word. You got to act on the word. You got to inhale and exhale. I can't get no help with this. Got to take in some air, and then you got to blow it out. The word breathe also means to instill a particular quality into somebody. To instill a quality into. So when you, and that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to breathe into your spirit. Trying to blow into your intelligence, your intellect. Trying to blow into the gray matter of your mind and get you to understand. If you'll just walk by faith and not by sight. If you'll just do what I told you to do, you can have what I said you can have. Breathe means to respire. Breathe in and out. Breathe. If you breathe, amen. You know, normally when folks get under the spirit of exertion, when they start getting under anxiety, you know, when they start exerting a lot of energy, the first thing that they tell them to do, you know, the man running track, and they get through running, and he's over there, and they say, breathe. Breathe. Woman getting ready to have a baby, and them labor pains and kicked in, they say, breathe. I can't get the help with none of this. I'm trying. Inhale. Exhale. Suck in some air. Blow it out. And it's the same thing. If you really want to get what God's got for you, you got to inhale. And then you got to exhale. Now, as we go deeper, breathing consists of taking in air and blowing it out. It's not just receiving, but it's giving. And see, that's the problem that a lot of folk in the church have. They want to receive, but they don't want to give. And giving ain't necessarily money. You will find most of the time the service of your body is what God requires of you, not so much what you have in reserve. And the reason why, when he do call on some of us for our reserves from a financial perspective, that we don't have nothing to give because we won't respond naturally. Oh, I can't get no help. Receiving air to sustain your life and giving out, amen, to support your dream. See, look at the concept that we have here. We breathe in oxygen, blow out carbon dioxide. And what happens is, what we blow out, the trees benefit. The plants benefit. I can't get no help with this. See, if it's going to be done on God's order for us to benefit, somebody else got to benefit. But we don't want to work that way. But I hear God say, tell the church, son, tell them, just breathe. He said, in order for life to be sustained, somebody got to support it. And if we will support what God has called us to support, everything else will be sustained. Because we're breathing. Amen. That's some natural phenomena that are happening right now. We got wood so we can build houses. We got plants so we can eat from them. Can't get no help with this. We got medicines that we can get. And it's all because we are doing what comes naturally. Now imagine what would transpire if we did what comes spiritually. When we breathe naturally, inhaling and exhaling, that simple process allows us to live. That very simple process causes us to live. But the reason why a lot of us are not fulfill or sustain from a spiritual perspective, because we're not breathing. When we breathe naturally, inhaling and exhaling, that simple process, it allows us to live. And when I say live, it makes it possible for us to think, walk and talk, eat and laugh, interact with one another. It causes us to be able to exist. But the reason why a lot of us are empty and void in the spirit and really not excited about it is because we're not breathing spiritually like we ought to breathe. Now, when we breathe spiritually, We cause the word to live in us and to work on our behalf. Breathing spiritually means we take in, inhale the word, the breath of God, the life-sustaining essence of God. Oh, I can't get no help with this. And we breathe out carbon dioxide or faith, trust, confidence, the stuff that causes, amen, our miracle to exist or come into fruition on the outside. See, when we exude faith, what that does is that allows God to say, all right, I'm going to take that faith and build a school with it. Mm-hmm. If we breathe out trust, God said, I'm going to take that trust and deposit $15 billion in his account. I can't get no help with this. When we breathe spirit, it means we take in the air. We inhale the air, the word. And we breathe all the exhale faith and trust and confidence that causes stuff on the outside. Amen. That's not living in us to benefit us. It's going to get plainer. Just hang on. When we exhale, it is used by the Holy Ghost to produce miracles for us. And so, when we exhale, faith comes out of us, and trust comes out of us, and confidence in the word of God comes out of us. What happens? Miracles start coming into fruition. Oh, God, help me to preach this. Hey, don't forget to do what you must do to live. If you're going to live naturally, you got to breathe. Don't forget to do what comes natural to those who are alive. They breathe in. So don't forget to do it. Don't forget to do what you must do after great exertion or after some expenditure of energy. You got to learn how to breathe. And it's the same thing from the spiritual perspective. Amen. We must learn how to glean from the spirit and do what, amen, just like breathing is natural, we must do the same thing from a spiritual perspective. We got to receive the word. Pull it in. Amen. And then when you pull it in, once it, amen, benefits you, then you got to release what's got to be beneficial for what you want created in the earth. Amen. Now you got to understand something. That carbon dioxide produces the stuff that's beneficial for us in the earth. When you release your faith, when you release, amen, your trust and your confidence in God, it releases into the world the stuff that's going to cause your dreams, your aspirations, your desires to come alive. Oh, help me preach this. After running a race, amen, the only thing that's going to bring back normalcy is for us to breathe. I can't get no help with this. After we get engaged in something, amen, that's not natural, it's of a spiritual proportion. Amen. And we began to exert some faith and we began to exert some trust and some confidence in the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to bring back normalcy. That's the only thing that's going to cause us, amen, to start speaking to the mountains and commanding to be moved and not doubting and having, amen, a fit. And you're going to see in the text in a few minutes, instead of the children of God, instead of the disciples of Christ, amen, exhaling, they was holding their breath. How are we going to make these ends meet? How are we going to do this? We don't have money for this. How are we going to do it? Instead of breathing, they had sucked in and held their breath. I can't get no help with this. And that's what's going on in the church. We pulled it in, but we hadn't blown it out. But the only way we're going to get it is we got to go back, amen, and believe what we received. By faith, amen, everything was framed, amen, by the word of God, amen, do we live, by the spirit of God, do we exist, and so it's belief in the word, and acting on the word, that's going to cause us to be victorious in the earth and have the things that we speak out of our mouths. Am I talking crazy? Y'all understand what I'm saying? My God. Just breathe. Amen. Just like it's natural to pull it in and blow it out, well, it's the same thing spiritually. Take the word in and then blow out. Amen. Speak out. Amen. Step out. Amen. Reach out. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, that if I do what God told me to do, amen, I'll have what I want to have. Amen. I believe if I just breathe, Sister Russell, I can live. Good God Almighty. I gotta move on because I'm getting happy. When having a baby, what do they advise the mother to do? Say, if you breathe, it'll moderate your attitude. It'll confound the pain to a certain extent. And it will bring proper focus to what really needs to happen. A child got to come out of you. You can't get sidetracked with the pain. Oh, I can't get no help with this. You cannot get sidetracked with what you're going through. You can't get sidetracked with a snare or with a stumbling block that the enemy has put in front of you. Gotta stay focused on the prime objective of having the baby. Oh, Lord. I gotta stay focused on the prime objective. Amen. God has called me to do something, and I can't deviate. I gotta just keep breathing. Confessing in faith. Standing on the truth of the word of God. Amen. Standing on the word and knowing that God can't fail me. And he hadn't failed me yet. So for God I live. And for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, just breathe. I know it's tough. I know the labor pains are hidden. I know it's easy to get distracted. Suck it in and blow it out. And soon, ooh, Lord. I gotta hasten on. Let's recap. What do you do? From a natural perspective, if you want to live, you got to breathe. And what should you do from a spiritual perspective? If you want the victorious, if you want the miraculous, if you want God working on your side, you got to inhale and exhale. You got to receive the word and then speak in faith. Mountain, I command you, no, I demand you to be moved. What should I do if Junior is acting a fool? If my husband is tripping? If my wife is caught up? If my finances is funny? What should I do? Should I just let that stuff get the best of me? Should I just give in to it? Should I just whine and moan and call folks up and complain and talk about how bad it is? But do I breathe? See, that's the problem. We're not letting what should come naturally from a spiritual perspective happen in our lives. We're sucking it in, but we ain't blowing it out. I can't get no help. We're receiving the word, but we ain't speaking in faith. We're not stepping out in trust. We're not showing we got confidence in our God. My God, my God. Help me to preach in here, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Except inhale what the word or what God says, and then exhale you want to happen as it pertains to the word of God. See, you can't ask nothing contrary to the word and it work either. It's got to be based on the word. After we breathe, we allow God to be God. His miraculous, amen, comes into fruition. And it brings about the stuff that we need to occupy our space, to sustain us. Now notice this point right here. Just like God knew how much air you would need before the foundations of the world, and he made provisions for that, he also knew the challenges and the difficulties of life you are going to be facing. So he made provisions for that also. As Christians, as Christians, we ought to take what God did over 2,000 years ago as face value and live by it right now. Because if God sent his son to meet our needs then, what makes you think he's not going to meet our needs now? It would have been all done in vain. As Christians, all the Lord is asking us to do is to allow your faith, allow your confidence, allow your trust, allow your belief in me to be as natural and as spontaneous as breathing. Look at somebody and say, just breathe. Now let's go to Matthew. I gotta get out of here. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. If you're a child of God and you've been living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, all you got to do is keep breathing. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Keep standing on the word of God. Keep confessing the word of God. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on it. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? And now take a look at this here. God is not saying don't do the stuff you know to do, but he's saying breathe. Do what you're supposed to do, and I'll take care of the rest. Be responsible. I know what you need, and I will do what I need to do as long as you inhale and exhale, as long as you take in the word and then live by the word. He said, I'll meet your need. I know what you need, and I supply your every need. I know what you need. Don't be around second guessing, wondering, talking about, I ain't got no money to pay my light bill and they've been to cut my lights off. Have you done what you're supposed to do? Amen. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, then you ought not have no problem wondering if God gonna do what he's supposed to do. Because he'll prove himself time and time again. Amen. He'll prove himself. And so he said, don't worry about that. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's covered. Amen. It's part of the blessing plan. I'll give you houses you didn't build. Vineyards you didn't plow. Yeah. I'll fight your battle. When the waters come in like a flood, I'll lift up a standard. If they throw you in the fiery furnace, I'll snatch the heat out the fire and get in with you and make your name great when you get out. I can't get no help with this. God said, just breathe. Do what you got to do. And let me do what I got to do. For I'm God. And ain't nobody like me. I can't get no help with this. I hear God say, is not the life more than meat? And the body than raiment? God know what he's doing. All we got to do is do what we do. Let me finish this up. Look at verse number 26. He says, behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not. Look at this. Little old bitty bird sitting on a wire. Can I break it down? Mine the size of a sweet pea. Sitting up on a wire. Swinging back and forth. Doing what come natural to it. Singing like he ain't got a care in the world. Ain't looking for no cars to steal. Ain't looking for no house to break in. Ain't looking for nobody to con. Just sitting there doing what's natural to. Swinging on electric wire. Sitting in a tree. Twilly diddly dee. Diddly dee. And all of a sudden, right in his space, something a jump up on the ground and go to moving around kind of funny before his stomach can start growling. Because all he's thinking about now is just singing. I got to swing back and forth and just sing. Twilly diddly dee, diddly dee. And before his stomach start growling, something jump up on the ground and move kind of funny right in his space. And nothing else can get to it. Other birds sitting right around singing too. But they don't see it. Because it's in his space. I can't get no help with this. Before his stomach start growling. Before he get a migraine headache. Before he get time to complain. Provision already been. And they just swoop down. And get it. And gobble it up. And then go back and do what's natural to him. I got to get some help in here today. Why can't we do what's natural? Just breathe. Pull it in and blow it out. Jesus here is talking not only to his disciples, but he's talking to church folks. And he said, I have the cure for anxiety. I can show you how to have your peace and be able to sleep at night and not worry yourself sick. I can show you, amen, how to have all your needs met by just doing what come natural. Notice this. Verse 26 said, behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not. They ain't got no gardens. They ain't got no hidden stash. Neither do they reap. They don't go out and talk about, well, the grapes all be ready to pick right now. God will lead them to your fig tree. You ain't never seen no cardinals in your yard before. And just as soon as the figs get ripe, there cardinals is everywhere. He said he'd give you vineyards you didn't plant. I can't get no heaven. Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns yet. Your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? You're made in his image. He called you his child. His God child. His God child. His God child. He called you his child. Are you not more important than they are? They don't stress because they already know they're blessed. And so they benefit from just doing what comes natural. And a child of God, what comes natural out of a child of God is they ought to just breathe. Yes. Pull the word in and blow out faith. Hallelujah. Blow out trust. Yes. Blow out confidence. Yes. The stuff that needs to be released into the world so the things you need to be sustained and fulfilled can come into fruition. Yes. I can't get no help with this. Look at here. He says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubic unto his stature. And then he goes even further. He said, why? And why and take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, I say unto you, that even even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. God is trying to tell us something. He's saying, your coffers don't have to be full. You don't have to have some of the finest seamstress and the finest dressmakers, amen, and stylists around. You don't have to be in the clique, amen, or the quote-unquote elite. He said, all you have to do is have a relationship with me. God said, just consider the lilies of the field. Solomon got all this money and got all these people at his disposal, and he still can't dress like a lily. Because God know how to dress you out. Amen. God can put something on you that folks ain't never seen before, and all of a sudden it come in style. That's how he is. Hallelujah. Just breathe. Do what come natural. And before you know it, the stuff, amen, that you've been desirous of God to get, you'll have it. So it says here, look at verse number 29, and I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory, with all of his money, all of his connections, amen, all of his power, he still's not arrayed. And if you want to look at that word arrayed, it simply means decked out, covered, like one of these. I'm telling you something, if you're covered by God, I'm telling you, that's something awesome. But look at verse number 30. It says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Here we go. Strap in. Get ready. Get ready. We're around talking all this noise and doing all this confessing. But Sister Wolf, we ain't doing no exhaling. Going to all of these conferences, flying here and flying there, buying books and reading them, downloading information, sucking in, but ain't blowing nothing out. Ain't got faith to do nothing. Look at what he said, all ye of little faith. Now he's saying, I got the cure for what you need if you'll just listen to what I'm saying. And I want you to know something. God's got the cure for what we need, if we will just listen to what he's saying. You want to come out the mully grubs of life? Amen. You want to come out of a cursed state, a depleted state, a state that you don't have all the things that you need to be sustained and fulfilled? You want to come out of that state? Well, what you got to do is hear the word of the Lord. And God is saying today, just breathe. He said, I'm not going to tell you to do something you can't do. I'm not going to make it so hard you can't do it. I'm not going to make it, amen, so hard that you can't comprehend it. He said it's just as natural as pulling in and blowing out. Receive the word. Now confess it and walk in confidence. Walk in truth. Amen. Stand sure to it. So it says, don't take no thought. Just breathe. I know you want that car, but just breathe. I know you say, I'm getting up in age now. I got to get married. Just breathe. I'm lonely. I need some companions. Just breathe. I want to build that nursing home. I want to build that hospital. I want to build that brand new church. Just breathe. I want to go back to school and get my, because you know I need to have this degree, because you know the jobs are getting bad now, and you know you got to have a degree now because they got a whole lot of fun. And just breathe. That's what he's saying when he said, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or withal shall we be clothed? God said, what is wrong with you? Don't you realize that I made you? Don't you realize that I know what you need? Don't you realize how personal you are to me? How much I love you? Don't worry about none of that stuff. Just breathe. Here they are. Jesus had gotten onto the boat with them. 28th chapter, the book of St. Matthew's, and I think it's around verse 23. And he's gotten on the boat with him, going over to the other side. He's feeling kind of tough, kind of tired in his body. And so he goes down into the inner or to the hinder part of the ship. And he begins to rest. A tempestuous storm arose. And water started to be dumped into the ship. And water was coming all into the ship. Amen. Coming all over the sides. Getting in all over. And they started panicking. And then they ran down into the hinder part of the ship. And they woke up Jesus. And had the unmitigated gall, the audacity to say, "Carest not thou for us? How can you be asleep? And we about to perish." And Jesus said, "Oh ye of little faith." And then he got up and spoke to the elements. And everything lammed out. And then they said to themselves, "What manner of man is this that even the elements, the air, the water, even the elements obey?" What he's trying to tell them to do is he's trying to tell them, "Don't worry about nothing. I got it covered. You just breathe. Just do what comes natural. Just do what I told you to do. Just stay in your lane. Don't get out your lane. Don't try and be something you weren't created to be. Just be what I made you. Just breathe. Receive the word and hide it in your heart. And then live by it. Speak to the mountain. Confess I'm the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Stand on the word and say I'm blessed and highly favored. Stand on the word and say no weapon, no devil, no entity, no ungodly action shall prosper." Why? Because I'm the blessed of the Lord. I got to bring this in because I see y'all not comprehending this. It might be too heavy for some of y'all. But he says in verse number 32, the reason why you messed up, because you thinking wrong. You thinking like a Gentile. You thinking like a Gentile. You're not thinking like a child of God. Because a child of God don't think like that. See, a Gentile think about natural things. That's what blows my mind. Foreground worrying about positions and colors and crosses and titles. When you get it, what you going to do with it? Like that dog I was talking about last week chasing the car. When you get it, what you going to do with it? You can't drive it. Can't wash it. Can't mate with it. I can't get the help. Oh, I'm sorry. What you gonna do with it? Here it is right here. They're acting like Gentiles. And a child of God ought not be acting like no Gentile. Look at somebody and say, "Don't act like no Gentile." Because after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. When God sees us inhaling and exhaling properly, that causes the miraculous. And the miraculous simply means the active working of the Holy Ghost to bring forth fruits and benefits, blessings of the God kind into our lives. Can I say that again? When God sees us inhaling and exhaling properly, that causes the miraculous. And the miraculous is simply the active working of the Holy Ghost to bring about fruits, benefits, and blessings of the God kind into our lives. Let me close with this right here. But I hear God say, those of you that's gotten distracted, those of you that's panting for your breath, those of you trying to figure out why you're going through all of these things, just for a moment, breathe. Pull it in, blow it out. And once the word of God starts running through your mind and rushing through your intellect and getting all down in between the mind and the bone, it's going to start affecting change in your life. And you're not going to see that distraction as a distraction anymore. But you're going to see it as a stepping stone, a catalyst, something to propel you into your destiny. I got to close. But seek ye first the kingdom. Not a new car, not a house, not a woman, not a man, not a position, not houses or land, but seek ye first, hey Lord, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this other stuff. Everybody stand on your feet. And all this other stuff. All this other stuff. Now y'all gotta start dealing with that other stuff right now. Get that other stuff out of the way. I gotta lose 10 pounds, Pastor, because I want to get back in this dress, because you know I need other stuff. You understand, Pastor, I gotta change my diet. I changed my diet, my complexion, and my skin starting to look bad. Starting to get splashes and stuff in it. Got to change my diet up. Other stuff. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all this you'll find, amen, that if you start doing what God tell you to do, he'll beautify the meek with salvation. You start fasting and praying like God wants you to fast and pray. Start reading your word. Start breathing and exhaling, confessing proper. You'll be amazed. Folk be looking at you talking about, God, you sure are looking good. I had a brother saw me the other day, and he asked how old I was. He started multiplying. I said, well, I graduated in 1974. He started multiplying and subtracting, and he said, my God, man, you said what? You sure don't look like, you didn't take care of yourself. I said, God, a beautified and meek with salvation. Yeah. God knows I get up in the middle of the night and eat a piece of watermelon or Baby Ruth, a bowl of beans. That ain't nobody but God. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. And I repent. I be telling God, I'm sorry. I be thinking, and don't y'all take this wrong, this is the truth. I be thinking sometimes Sister Wolf going to walk in my house and say, Pastor Richard, son. Because I be seeing her sometime, I be eating, and I won't eat certain things because I see Sister Wolf. I say, Lord, have mercy. I'm not going to fool with that because Sister Wolf would not get me. And she wouldn't know nothing about it, but it's gone in my mind. She dealing with me. She want me to live. She tell me that. Say, Pastor, I want you to live. And so I didn't find out you can eat a rice cake, amen, and feel good about yourself. I don't eat that rice cake, to my God. I'll tell you what, it might not taste as good as enough, but I sure feel good. My God. Jesus. All these things will be added unto you. And so he said, just breathe. Take no thought for tomorrow. He said, just breathe. Don't complicate life. Do what you can do and leave the rest to me. Leave the rest of me. I want to do this, and I got to do this quick. I know I do. Those of you that's going through something, those of you that are in a crisis, you're in an extreme challenge right now. And not only is your faith being challenged, but your will to stay saved is under attack. You're under attack. You're starting to be confused about who is for you and who's against you. I need you to come to the altar because you need to breathe. There's some toxic things that's inside of you need to come out. Pastor, I'm under attack. There is a crisis. I'm being challenged. My faith is being challenged. My walk with God is being challenged. I don't know who's my friends and who's my enemies. I need help. Well, come on to this altar. It's not a bad thing either, so don't nobody start hesitating and tripping. Can I get on down here quick?